The U.S. Coast Guard and Juneau Mountain Rescue weren't able to find any evidence leading to missing hiker Sharon Bice during an aerial search Wednesday afternoon. Ensign Dwight Schaefer says a Coast Guard H-60 helicopter out of Sitka combed the Mount Roberts area for about an hour and a half.
It encompassed basically everything down to where the tram is and then all the way around the front and side of Mount Roberts that face Flume Trail. I know it was basically an all-encompassing search of all those areas.
This was the Coast Guard's second aerial look and the fourth helicopter search overall since Sunday. Schaefer says the Coast Guard is standing by in case Alaska State Troopers need more assistance. Without any new leads, Trooper Sergeant Timothy Burt says the search effort could wrap up soon.
At that point, she becomes a missing person, and there'll be a missing person a file opened up on her. And if there are any new leads or new information, we can certainly resume the search all over again.
Burt appreciates the efforts of all the volunteers and people who've offered help.
We're still getting people calling in tips, which we're following up on, and we're still getting people calling in and offering their time or assistance in conducting the searches. And I just want to let them know that we do appreciate that, and we appreciate the volunteers who have been out searching for us.
Bice's family from Ontario is also grateful. Her brother and sister-in-law arrived in Juneau Wednesday. Burt says they stopped by the command center at 5 p.m. and thanked the searchers before the team set off to look in the Mount Maria area near Star Hill. Volunteers spent Wednesday morning and afternoon scouring the Perseverance Ebner Falls area. Bice's co-workers at Juneau Physical Therapy are also feeling her absence. Owner and physical therapist Carla Gornson says everyone at work is devastated, but trying to stay hopeful.
Sharon was a vital part of our team, top-notch orthopedic physical therapist, you know, over 20 years of experience, you know, 10 years with us. Just a real go-getter.
Prior to Juneau Physical Therapy, Bice worked with Dr. John Bursell. Bice has extensive training in orthopedics, specifically back and neck injuries. She also travels to Skagway to work at Dahl Memorial Clinic. Gornson says Bice is a reliable and committed physical therapist.
She worked really well with elderly and people that were really struggling to get going again. And it takes a lot of patience and a good, steady, careful plan to get there without a setback, oftentimes after injury. So she was really good at sticking with it with clients and getting them over those occasional bumps in their rehab.
Since Bice went missing, many of her clients have called the practice distraught and concerned. Gornson says the practice just wants to have Bice back. But a therapist from Anchorage will start working at Juneau Physical Therapy starting next week to fill the void. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.